Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Tomorrow is a WRAL Weather Alert Day. It's a very serious situation coming in. New this morning, we have a level 3 risk in our southern counties and a new wind advisory for the entire viewing area. I'll show you the timeline and what to expect.
So that severe weather threat tomorrow could lead to widespread power outages. Crews from Duke Energy, what they are doing right now, that type of work to minimize the storm's impact.
Plus, I'm Brett Neese, live in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker, where a man has very serious injuries following a late night shooting at this North Raleigh apartment complex. Coming up, the latest on this investigation.
Buc-ee's could be coming to North Carolina, but many people want the superstore to stay away. What we're expecting to hear at a public hearing tonight and how you can share your thoughts. Lots of thoughts on the traffic and environmental impacts of that massive, massive proposal. Buc-ee's, if you've never experienced, is a gas station on steroids. Mm-hmm. A lot to tell you about on this Monday morning. Great to be back with you all. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. I have lots of thoughts on Renee being back. We're so happy.
Oh, thank you.
I hope you had a great holiday. I know it's going to be a good break for you.
Yeah, we had a wonderful trip with our family in Taiwan. So took an international trip and getting back and adjusted and a little jet lagged. But actually, I'm awake right now because it would be 7 at night in Taiwan.
Opposite schedule, right?
Yes.
It's great to have you back here. And we have a special surprise for you because Weather Alert Day tomorrow here to welcome Renee back. Elizabeth Gardner on the WRAL Severe Weather Center, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be a rough day for tomorrow. The wind is going to be the biggest issue out of this system. We now this morning have a level 3 risk in our southern counties. It's a level 2 risk around the triangle, and north and west, it's a level 1 risk. So the potential for tornadoes goes up with the levels. And so that level 3 risk is where we'd have the best chance of damage. But level 2 risk is concerning as well. We also have a wind advisory that's in effect. That kicks in first thing tomorrow. So around 10 a.m., we'll start to see the winds gusting up to 45 miles per hour. So we could see some power outages, possibly even before the squall line comes through. Well, let's talk about that squall line. First of all, we're going to start with rain around 4:30 in the morning. We're going to see some scattered showers. As we get through the morning, the wind will continue to pick up. You can see the pink shaded area. That's wintry precipitation, but it's way to our north and west. We'll actually see a warm day for tomorrow. At lunchtime, we'll see some scattered rain. Isolated thunderstorms are possible, but then here comes the squall line. By 5 o'clock, it's from Greensboro down to Charlotte. By 7 o'clock, it's starting to move into our viewing area. Middle of the viewing area around 8:30, and at 10 o'clock, it's pushing into our far eastern counties and then out of the viewing area. So our timeline really for that main band of severe weather will be from about 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. After that, everything moves on out. But power outage is certainly a possibility with this system. 34 is heading out the door this morning. Our skies are mostly clear. We'll see increasing clouds, a wide range in our temperatures. 38 in Fayetteville is our warmest spot. 27 in Southern Pines is our coolest spot. So we're looking at upper 20s to low and mid 30s for the most part. We'll see a high of 51 this afternoon with increasing clouds, but it does become breezy today with a wind chill in the 40s this afternoon. Brian?
6:02 right now, Elizabeth. Our major routes are in pretty good shape this morning. I am watching reports of a hit and run investigation out on 540 westbound right around Glenwood Avenue. Sensors are not indicating any delays there. And as we take a look at the camera, not really seeing any indication of that police activity. Just a heads up, you could see some flashing lights move over at least one lane. Headlights are westbound. That traffic is building, but it's still flowing freely from Capitol Boulevard down to I-40.
Brian, downed trees tend to bring down power lines as well. It's a major concern with the strong winds expected tomorrow. Duke Energy crews are already working to try to keep the impact of any power outages to a minimum. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us this morning with how those crews are getting ready for the challenges tomorrow's weather may bring. Laura, good morning.
Jeff, good morning. Well, Duke Energy officials are going to be meeting here later this morning with their storm team to decide those next steps. A spokesperson tells me that the next 24 hours will really be crucial as they continue to monitor the forecast and decide where to deploy some of those resources. But we do know that this is going to be a wind event. That is a major concern. And because the severe weather is expected to be very widespread across the state, he says that deciding where to position crews ahead of time can be very difficult. The potential for outages, downed power lines, and trees across the state is also very high. The utility has thousands of line entry workers in the Carolinas and many here in the Triangle who work around the clock to get ahead of these major weather events.
They'll be working to make sure our inventories are good, make sure we've got all the supplies we need, make sure the rosters are all set up. That's just part of what we do in every storm. And then in the event that those outages happen, they'll be ready to respond. Again, this is something that unfortunately we've had a lot of experience with.
He also tells me they have a new tool, which is technology installed across the system that can automatically detect a power outage and can reroute power to other lines to restore service faster. He's advising people to kind of prepare for those potential outages, but we will learn more today from the utility once they meet. Laura Levine, WREO News, live in Raleigh.
Breaking news. Police are working to make an arrest after shooting that left a man with serious injuries in Northwest Raleigh. This happened at an apartment complex off Lynn and Ray Roads. Brett Neese joins us live from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. And Brett, police have been on that scene for more than 7 hours now. What have you been able to learn?
Hey, Renee, they're still here, but they have consolidated the crime scene. They've taken some of the tape down at this point. But this is the building that we're talking about here at the View at Lake Lynn behind me. I want to get you to the video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. It'll give you a better idea of what this crime scene looked like right after the shooting happened around 10:30 last night. Police have been here ever since. They tell us that this man suffered very serious injuries because of this shooting, but they have not said whether or not he was transported to the hospital. So we are working to find out if that happened. Around 2:30 this morning, I was out here when the medical examiner's office showed up. So we're working to piece those few details together at this point. Police also tell us, though, that they have two suspects in mind. Witnesses told police that two people fled the scene in a car right after the shooting happened. So they are looking for at least two people. We're going to find out if they've identified those two. Also, we're going to find out who this person is that was shot. As soon as we get an update from police, we'll pass it along. Live in Raleigh, Brittany, WRL News.
With more breaking news, we're following out of Raleigh. A person was seriously hurt in an early morning crash. This happened on Glenwood Avenue at Lynn Road just after 2 this morning. Police say a car went off the road and hit a tree. A man who was hurt was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries.
Congressional leaders say they worked out a budget agreement to keep the government funded and operating through the end of the fiscal year. The deal between House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer includes $886 billion in defense spending. It also includes more than $700 billion in non-defense spending. Despite the agreement, two funding deadlines are coming up, January 19th and February 2nd. If Congress does not approve the budget deal, the government could shut down.
Students at NC State returned to class today, and some of them had a long night before the first day of the semester because of a fire in a parking garage on Hillsborough Street. A car caught on fire in a garage that's connected to Stanhope Apartments. A text from apartment management urged students who live there to evacuate the building.
And I heard someone on the phone say that a car was on fire, so that's when I was like, oh, this is like very serious, so... Yeah, getting worried.
And Raleigh fire crews say that fire spread to at least 3 other cars in the garage. 4 or 5 other cars also suffered minor damage. Officials say they do not believe the fire is suspicious.
Mebane City Council will hold a public hearing today on a controversial development proposal. Buc-ee's has proposed building a 75,000 square foot facility on 32 acres. Buc-ee's is a massive gas station, convenience store, and restaurant complex found in other states. Those against the development have concerns about the quality of life and the environment. In December, the Mebane Planning Board voted to recommend denying rezoning for the project. Today's city council meeting starts at 6. We'll let you know what happens.
Breaking news, the first U.S. lunar landing mission in more than 50 years is now on its way to the moon.
And liftoff of the first United Launch Alliance Vulcan rocket, launching a new era in spaceflight to the moon and beyond.
It's an unmanned rocket that launched from Cape Canaveral just after 2 this morning. About an hour later, it sent its lunar lander called Peregrine toward the moon. And if all goes according to plan, that lander is set to touch down on the moon February 23rd. The lander is carrying NASA science instruments and other cargo, including human remains, on behalf of 2 commercial space burial companies.
Tonight, a new college football champion will be crowned. Michigan will play Washington in the championship game at NRG Stadium in Houston. The Wolverines and Huskies are both 14-0 on the season after getting thrilling wins in the semifinal games last week.
Washington is looking for its first national title since 1991. Michigan last won it in 1997. And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, last night marked the end of the regular season for the NFL. And this morning, we are learning of the first head coach firing. The Atlanta Falcons say they are parting ways with their head coach, Arthur Smith, after his third straight losing season. He went 7-10 for three seasons. Yesterday, they fell 48-17 in New Orleans. Owner Arthur Blank thanked him for his hard work and dedication, but said the results on the field have not met their expectations. This firing is the first of what's expected to be several coaching changes around the NFL. So we'll have to stay tuned to see what other head coaches are on the chopping block today.
Thanks, Michelle. More concerns about tainted applesauce pouches tied to cases of lead poisoning. The additional toxic substance the FDA says may also have been inside.
And the Golden Globes kicking off Hollywood's award season. Stay tuned for the big winners and history-making moments.
And new this morning, tomorrow we have a level 2 and 3 risk for severe storms. That's a level up from what we were seeing previously. I'll show you where we're likely to see the tornadoes and the timeline for where you are coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Tomorrow's a WREL weather alert day. We have a new wind advisory that will go into effect tomorrow for gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Looking at 2 to 3 inches of rain could cause some minor flooding, but the winds are really going to be the biggest issue. We're going to have a strong line of thunderstorms that comes through during the evening tomorrow with a level 2 and 3 risk. And that level 3 risk is new. We're going to go over all of that in a lot more detail coming up. But let's get you out the door. It's a quiet day today. Lovely lights there in Goldsboro, but we're not seeing any daylight just yet. It's 30 in Lewisburg, Tarboro, South Hill. You could see a little patchy frost there, as well as Southern Pines, 27, but it's a little too warm for that in Fayetteville and Goldsboro, as well as Rocky Mount in the mid to upper 30s. Exercise planner, it's a chilly start. We'll see a high of 51 this afternoon. Brian?
614, still watching this hit and run investigation up on 540 westbound at Glenwood Avenue. I'm still not seeing any delays through that area. Just want to give you a heads up about that if you're heading through there. Elsewhere around Wake County, no other crashes reported. I am watching those major approaches into Raleigh right now, not seeing any big delays. About a 1 minute slowdown overall on southbound 87 coming in from Knightdale back toward Raleigh. And if you're heading in from the airport and South Durham on 40 eastbound, no big delays from 885 out to Wade Avenue. Renee?
Brian, thanks. A Raleigh man charged in a murder-for-hire plot will have his first court appearance today. Wake Forest police say Rhett Barlow asked someone to kill a man named Donald Calder Jr. Back in 2016, Calder had been involved in a crash on Capitol Boulevard. That crash killed Barlow's mother, high school teacher Michelle Barlow. Calder was charged with misdemeanor death by vehicle and failure to reduce speed. Barlow is in jail under $1 million secured bond after he was arrested at Fort Liberty.
The FDA now says applesauce pouches that were tainted with lead may have also contained another toxic substance. The agency says it has detected a high level of the chemical element chromium in Wanabana apple cinnamon fruit puree. The FDA tested samples as part of its investigation into cases of lead poisoning linked to those pouches. They were manufactured at a factory in Ecuador. The CDC has gotten nearly 300 reports of potential cases of lead poisoning in 37 states, including here in North Carolina.
The Hollywood award season is underway. It kicked off with the 81st Golden Globe Awards. The revamped ceremony handed out honors in TV and film. WRL's Ken Smith is here now with the big winners and history-making moments. Ken.
Yeah, Renee, no more Hollywood foreign press after ethics and diversity issues. The Golden Globes reinvented itself and Hollywood took note. Succession dominated the TV category, winning Best TV Series and winning trophies for several members of the Roy family. The Bear won Best Musical or Comedy and honors for actors Jeremy Allen White and Ayo Edebiri. And Netflix's Beef won Made History, winning Best Television Limited Series and becoming the first show created by and starring Asian-American actors who also won individual honors. Oppenheimer won big in the movie category, including Best Actor, Supporting Actor and Director. And Lily Gladstone talked about being the first Indigenous person to win a Golden Globe for her role in Killers of the Flower Moon.
Every time I've felt a level of guilt or feeling like it wasn't really possible, my mom and my dad, my whole life, they've never once questioned that this is what I was meant to do.
Barbie took top honors in a new category for cinematic and box office achievement. Margot Robbie rocking a pink dress pattern after Superstar Barbie from 1997. Other major awards coming up include the Screen Actors Guild and the big one, the Oscars, coming up in March. And of course, Renee, coming up in about 10 minutes, you and Jeff will be talking about some of the viral moments from last night's show.
We'll certainly be talking about that. Ken, thank you.
And today we will get a better idea of Mayor Leonardo Williams' plans for the city of Durham as he hosts a news conference at noon at City Hall to announce his key objectives for the city. We'll have updates on what those are in our newscast starting this afternoon.
This morning on Today, Hoda sits down for an exclusive interview with Mary Lou Retton. It's the Olympic icon's first interview since developing a rare form of pneumonia that landed her in the ICU for a month. Today airs at 7 right here on WRL.
6:18, the time right now. Been tracking it for days. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. It's upon us now. Weather alert day tomorrow.
Yes. New things this morning. We have a wind advisory that will be in effect all day for winds gusting up to 45 miles per hour. That could cause some scattered to isolated power outages. And then also new this morning, we have a level 3 risk for severe storms in our southern counties. We'll talk about our tornado threat in the evening. And then some heavy rain, too, as much as 2 to 3 inches, which could cause some minor flooding. Here's the system right now. There'll be some wintry weather with this, but none of that close to us. It's all going to be the issue of severe storms, and you can already start to see some of those thunderstorms. The biggest chance for severe storms for today will be down along the Gulf Coast, but that pushes up into our area tomorrow. This is new. We had a level 2 risk in this region, and it just bumped up to level 3 this morning, and level 2 pushed into the triangle. Our northwest counties are in a level 1 risk, so the potential for tornadoes grows as you move southward across our viewing area. It's likely to be in the evening, starting at around 6 or 7 all the way until around 9 or 10 o'clock. So what does a level 3 risk mean? It means that we'll have most likely a line of strong thunderstorms. That's what we'll see for tomorrow. Can cause widespread wind damage. Those level 3 threats are damaging wind and tornadoes and sometimes hail. It looks like our hail threat in this system is not going to be very high, but certainly tornadoes and wind damage. Wind advisory. Now that kicks in at about 10 a.m. tomorrow. We could see gusts up to 45 miles per hour. So if you have some holiday decorations out or it's your trash day, you know, all those things could get tossed around. This is a look at winds through the day tomorrow. We're going to start with our winds at about 20 to 25 miles per hour in terms of gusts first thing in the morning. By lunchtime into the middle of the afternoon, we're going to start to see those gusts at 35 to 40 miles per hour. And then during the evening, those gusts will continue to climb, looking again 35 to 40. But when that line of storms comes through, it's likely to be even stronger. We could easily see some 60 mile per hour winds with the line of storms coming through. Look at that, 50 in Raleigh and Goldsboro. And then once that moves out, those winds will start to dive back down into the 20s. So it's going to increasingly get worse as we get through the day. And we have the potential for scattered power outages as well across most of the state. Here's a look at the rainfall. We start off in the morning with some scattered showers, and it will be scattered through the morning hours up until lunchtime. Once we get into the afternoon, a chance of some scattered storms, but it's really the squall line that's going to be most concerning. Right there at 7 o'clock, it starts to move into our viewing area, 8 to 8:30 through the middle of the viewing area, and then around 10 o'clock in our eastern counties, and then it's out of there. And it's that line that'll have the best chance of producing tornadoes or dangerous weather. 2 to 3 inches of rainfall could break some daily records. We'll have flooding in places that tend to flood, and you probably know where those are in your area. And then maybe some river flooding down as we get closer to the middle of the week. Again, weather alert day for tomorrow. A couple of quiet days after that. We're looking at another chance of rain Friday night into early Saturday. Brian?
It is just about 6:21 right now. Just in the past couple of minutes, we are getting a report of a crash down around the 4042 interchange there in western Johnston County. We'll get an update on that coming up in a few minutes with hopefully a pinpointed location. Elsewhere around the triangle, it's fairly quiet. We still have this hit and run investigation out on 540 westbound at Glenwood Avenue in northwest Raleigh, just north of the airport. Still not seeing any delays out there. And on the cameras, things are looking okay, but you could see some police activity. So scoot over one lane to give them some room to work safely. Looking good on all of our major approaches into Durham right now. 85 and 40 all clear, and 885 also looks fine between I-40 and 147.
Brian, thanks. Growing outrage over Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's health scare. Key members of the administration left uninformed as Secretary Austin is admitted to an intensive care unit.
And the NFL regular season is over after an exciting Sunday night football game that decided the last playoff spot. We take a look at the matchups in the first round of postseason play straight ahead.
Uses that speed on the pitch.
We may have seen the birth of the first meme of 2024 at last night's Golden Globes.
Brian Schrader here now on our Monday with what's trending, eh, Brian?
Yes, and it involves Taylor Swift. She apparently was not impressed with a joke that host Joe Coy made about her. Listen to this.
The big difference between the Golden Globes and the NFL, on the Golden Globes, we have fewer camera shots of Taylor Swift. I swear, there's just more to go to here.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Fans on social media
screen capped the moment and came to Taylor's defense.
Just had to take the sip right there and swallow that. I mean, her fans were unamused. She was unamused, clearly. And her fans think because of that reaction, like everybody would have reacted, that she's just one of us.
Yeah.
Proves it.
That was a chilling stare down right there.
I think she made her feelings evident. Singer and actress Halle Bailey is welcoming her baby to the world. Take a look here. The Little Mermaid star shared this photo on Instagram showing the little boy's hand with a gold bracelet with his name, Halo. And the caption reads, "Welcome to the world, my Halo. The world is desperate to know you."
And then that last sentence may be a reference to the fact that they never publicly confirmed the pregnancy. There's been months of speculation by fans wondering, is she or is she not pregnant? But welcoming that baby boy, Halo. Congrats to them.
Halle and Halo. It's cute.
Yeah. People visited the state fairgrounds this weekend for the Raleigh Toy Sports Card and Collectible Show. Attendees shopped for antique toys, rare sports cards, vintage comics, tons of Pokemon, Funko Pop, action figures, and lots of other treasures. This is North Carolina's longest running toy and sports card show, with more than 300 tables and dealers traveling here from all over the Southeast. A huge convenience store and gas station may be on its way to an I-40 exit near you. The public hearing happening tonight about plans to bring Buc-ee's to Mebane and why some don't want it to happen.
And new this morning, we have a level 3 risk for severe storms in our southern counties. It's level 2 in the Triangle area. The Storm Prediction Center really bumped this up early this morning. I'll show you what that means and the timeline for the storms.
And new clues this morning in that scary mid-flight blowout of an Alaska Airlines plane. Why the airline was restricting the flights this plane could take before a piece of it broke away with hundreds of people on board.